WEOL. You're listening to our Spotlight on Grafton. This portion is brought to you by Lorraine Mazan Rural Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner. And we've got a couple from Lorraine Mazan Rural Electric. We have with us Marcus Bryant and also Brian Barr joining us today to talk about some of the things that are taking place. And we just finished up with a little bit of the school talk with Superintendent. So, Brian, why don't we talk first with you about some of the things that LMRE does within the school system?
Yeah, one of the great things that we do, including with Midview School and a few other schools in the area, is we help fund a program called BE3 Smart. It's a program that meets several of the academic standards that the middle schools need to meet, and it's a program that helps teachers educate students on how to be energy efficient.
So what is it that you do, provide the curriculum or visual aids? Top, what do you actually do?
Yeah, it's a statewide organization that supplies all this, but we fund it completely. We fund 100% of it for the schools. It supplies a full day of teaching, educating for the teachers, showing them how to use the program. And it also gives them more than $2,500 worth of curriculum and support material to take back to the classroom to get them through the year.
So what are the things that the kids will learn then?
It's learning about circuitry, energy efficiency, solar programs, how solar energy works. It covers a wide gamut.
Now, does this fit under a science category, or do they use this in different curriculum through the school?
It's mostly under the science. Okay. The science teachers, I believe the science teachers at Midview that use this are Melanie Sandahl and Betsy Bauer.
Okay.
And it fits into the science category, but like I said, it covers several academic standards. It hits a lot of those for them.
What age range is usually taught?
We're looking at the middle school area.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this kind of gives them a chance to understand the importance of energy efficiency and also just how energy works, I suppose.
Exactly. It starts them in at a nice learning age, and then when they get older, then they can make better energy efficiency just choices as adults.
Right. Now, I guess, Marcus, that's kind of what is LMRE, is a cooperative you try to do to the members, teach them the importance of this. And as being members of that, they obviously have a good investment into that decision.
Well, we take the position that what's best for our members is ultimately best for the cooperative. So if our members operate more efficiently in the long run, then the cooperative operates more efficiently as well. We've been promoting very heavily energy efficiency for many years, especially high efficiency heat pumps. Our Lorraine Mazan Rural Electric as a percentage has a higher number of groundwater heat pumps than any other utility in the state. We have almost 10% of our members with that.
Is that because of good information to them and it was promoted that way, or is it? Do we have an area that lends itself really well to some kind of?
It's primarily because of very intensive education and promotion of the concept to our members over many years. We've been doing that program for over 20 years. Other programs, we currently have rebates for more efficient appliances. And a big program we've initiated the last couple of years is energy efficiency lighting for our commercial industrial accounts, including our school systems. In fact, later this month, we'll be discussing our program with the Midview School Board. And what this program involves is our energy service advisor works with either the business or the schools. We take a look at their current lighting and talk about converting it to these new efficient LED lights, which last a lot longer and use. So,
and well, even with energy efficiency, that seems there's always progress in that. So you almost have to stay a little bit ahead of the curve so that what you're implementing is still going to be the best solution by the time it rolls out.
Well, that's exactly correct. I remember in the late 90s, we were promoting the newer technology then, which was the compact fluorescent bulbs. We actually marketed those for a few years until finally stores like Walmart and Target started carrying them. So we worked very hard to introduce that technology to our members. And in the last few years, the LED technology has come on the market. It's a new technology, more efficient. So that's now what we're bringing to our members' attention.
Marcus, Brian had mentioned solar.
Yes.
And I know you're working on some solar arrays. Tell us about that, how it came to be, and where it stands now.
Well, we have individual members that put their own solar panels on, but some of our members are concerned about putting something on top of their roof, and which has issues of its own. And so what we've done as the cooperatives in Ohio is created what we call the Our Solar Program. And there's 24 sites in Ohio located among the cooperatives. In the back of our building will be a solar array of about 220-some panels. Currently, we're in the process of having the land surveyed so that it can be set aside for this project. And then later this spring, as soon as it stops raining, we'll have the solar array built. And then our members who are interested can subscribe to the output from the solar panels, as opposed to actually having to own it.
When we think of solar panels, I think of sunlight. How much sunlight do you need to power a solar panel? For example, today, it's light, but it's not really bright sunny.
Well, we would have reduced output today, obviously, because of the overcast skies. The more clear the skies, the more the intense sunlight, the more better they'll generate electricity. One of the advantages of the Our Solar Project is that we sort of socialize the risk of the weather in terms of we will take the total output of all the solar panels divided by the number of panels, and that's the only thing that a member is committing to, is buying the output for that. And the rate per kilowatt hour will be approximately 10 cents as opposed to our wholesale power cost of 7 cents. So they're paying a little bit more, but they don't have the issues of ownership and maintenance. We take care of all that.
We're talking today with the folks from the Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative. We have Marcus Bryant, also Brian Barr, with us. We're here spotlighting Grafton, one of the many communities that we broadcast from for different things. But with the LMRE, you try to really be involved in the communities, don't you? I mean, that's kind of, your members are in those communities, so you do a lot to kind of give back to them and support them in a lot of different ways. You mentioned about how you get funding for the schools,
right,
and other ways as well, too.
Well, actually, one of the seven cooperative principles is commitment to community. And we feel being a member-based organization with our members in the communities, we have an obligation to give back and to those communities and help them grow and develop as well. We're actually part of the community as well. Our interest is serving our members, their energy needs, and any other way we can help, we can. We also have the People Fund, which is 90-some percent of our members voluntarily allow us to round up their electric bills. And the difference is put into a fund, and every quarter the People Fund Board, it's a separately appointed board, meets and considers grant applications. So we finance things like Jaws of Life for some fire departments, some of the visual equipment so they can see in the smoky areas. I forget what they call it, but special
like a night vision type
goggles. We've received grant applications from schools for certain projects, and so we issue these grants. And I think
that's all from that little bit of rounding up.
It's amazing how
it's
much
like it's like a coin jar that we have at home, except it's from,
it averages about 50 cents a member per month.
Are we rounding up cents or dollars?
Cents.
Cents? And it makes that big of an impact.
If your bill was like $100.40, it would be 60 cents that month.
Hmm.
Goes into the kitty. You remember exactly how many grants we...
Last year, I think it was 26 grants total last year. And one of the ones we just supported this last meeting with Midview School was we were able to... purchase Chromebooks for the intermediate school. That's something that the kids needed to stay up on technology to be able to, you know, transition into the real world eventually. So this is part of the technology upgrade that they needed, and we were able to support that and provide some of the Chromebooks that they needed for their class.
All that for just less than a dollar from any member.
Lorraine Medina Rural Electric members over the last 20 some years have have issued over $1 million in grants. So it's amazing. A little bit from every member, every month, how it accumulates, it can do a lot of good.
You power the community in a different way,
Yes.
Giving them whatever they need and turning the electricity into, as you mentioned, all those different things. It's amazing how that works. But that's really what a cooperative is about.
Well, the cooperative really is about serving people. We are interested in people over profits. Obviously, we have to generate enough revenue to pay the bills like any other business, but that's our focus, is on serving people.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning and help support our Spotlight on Grafton, the Lorraine Methodist Rural Electric Cooperative. Our guest this morning, Marcus Bryant, and also Brian Barr. Thank you both for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate being here. And